Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Joseph, pure spouse of that immortal bride, who shines in ever virgin glory bright, through all the Christian climes thy praise be sung, through all the realms of light. Thee when amazed, concern for thy betrothed, had filled thy righteous spirit with dismay. An angel visited and with blessed words scattered thy fears away. Thine arms embraced thy Maker newly born, with him to Egypt's desert didst thou flee. Him in Jerusalem didst seek and find. O grief, O joy for thee! Not until after death their blissful crown others obtain, but unto thee was given. In thine own lifetime to enjoy thy God, as do the blessed in heaven. Grant us, great Trinity, for Joseph's sake, unto the starry mansions to attain, there with glad tongues thy praise to celebrate in one eternal strain. His parents found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice, and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord, he who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. His parents found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. The mother of Jesus said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See how your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The mother of Jesus said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See how your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth, where he lived and was obedient to them. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus returned with Mary and Joseph to Nazareth. There he lived and was obedient to them. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole being. Do it for the Lord rather than for men, since you know full well that you will receive an inheritance from him as your reward. Be slaves of Christ the Lord. The just man shall blossom like the lily.
The just man shall blossom like the lily.
He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God,
like the lily.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The just man shall blossom like the lily.
When Jesus began his ministry, He was about 30 years old and was thought to be the son of Joseph. Magnificat anima mea Dominum et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annis, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When Jesus began his ministry, he was about 30 years old and was thought to be the son of Joseph. All fatherhood in heaven and on earth has its origin in God. Let us turn to him and pray.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
All holy Father, you revealed to Saint Joseph your eternal plan of salvation in Christ. Deepen our understanding of your Son, true God and true man.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you feed the birds of the air and clothe the fields with the fruit of the earth. Give all your children their daily bread to sustain soul and body.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Maker of the universe, you have entrusted your creation to our safekeeping. May all who work receive a just reward for their labors.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
God of all righteousness, you want us all to be like you. May Saint Joseph inspire us to walk always in your way of holiness.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Look kindly on the dying and the dead and grant them your mercy. Through the intercession of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Our Father in heaven, hear our prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.